VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. The third week in June is coming up fast, so if you're planning on attending this year's eBay Radio Party and Conference, well, it behooves you to be prepared to make the most of it. And if you're brand new, if this is going to be your first trip to the conference, please pay attention. Here now to provide some helpful tips for doing just that is Catherine Terrell. She's an eBay education specialist known on eBay as Top Rated Seller, NYC Fitness Family Finds, and she'll be a featured speaker at the event. Catherine, first of all, do you have any travel tips for getting to Vegas?
I do, of course. First of all, just say hi to you and Lee. How are you doing?
Uh-oh. We have some sort of problem with your telephone, Catherine. It's cutting.
No, you can't hear me?
No, it's cutting in and out, honey.
I'll call you back on my cell phone.
Terrific. Why don't you do that? Thank you. Griff, I just couldn't have her go through the whole segment like that.
Did she say she was calling from a cell phone?
She's now going to call us from her cell.
Oh, that was a landline.
Apparently, unfortunately, that was a landline.
Wow.
Yeah, well, it might be one of those cable landlines, which are not real landlines.
Oh, I know what you're IP phone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I hold on to my landline. Do you still have a landline?
I do.
I do, too, and I hold on to that thing because I do voiceovers on the telephone sometime into people's telephone systems. And I'm afraid to use one of those other kind of phones that my voice won't sound as good on it. I don't know.
Well, it's a
professional thing.
That's true.
But, you know, I'm paying this money for practically nothing. I mean, we could all use our cell phones.
I don't use my landline that much. I'm curious about this first question, too, because if you're traveling to the conference, you want to spend wisely and not pay too much for transportation.
Yeah, and I'll tell you that one of the other reasons we have it in Vegas, besides the fact that it's close to San Diego, is because you can usually get inexpensive flights.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
To Vegas from wherever.
I've thought about driving this year.
Really? Well, I always drive.
Yeah, but I think it's closer for you. It's definitely farther away from me. If you're looking at it as a triangle, right?
Okay, you're up at the top.
But here's the thing. I actually love driving. I love going on a road trip.
Well, coming down from San Jose, do you go through the Mojave? You have to go through the Mojave.
You have to go through them somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. So we go through the whole, you know, half of it or a great deal of the Mojave getting from San Diego to Vegas. And I love that trip. I love that trip.
I wouldn't take my smart car.
No.
I would either rent a car or...
I would rent a car because it's the middle of June. You don't want to be stuck in the middle of the desert.
Well, I would trust my Murano, but you're right, I don't want to be. That would be terrible, right? Mummified remains of former
eBay. It would be terrible. Now, most of the way between San Diego and Las Vegas, or L.A. and Las Vegas, they're on Highway 15. Every now and then, there's something. There's a road stop something. There's a gas station. There's a place to get a drink something. But, yeah, there are stretches of the road you don't want to, in 114-degree temperature, to be stalled on the side of the road, honey.
So if you're driving, be careful. Make sure your car's all tuned up and oil changed and everything's working. But if you're shopping for... I'll tell you what I do when I'm shopping for flights is I go to orbitz.com. And you can do a flight comparison price. You can also find on sites like Priceline and similar sites really good deals. I would look for the best deal.
Catherine, he's stealing your thunder.
Well, in the absence of any thunder, I had to make my own. So.
Oh, you sound much better, Catherine.
I know you're skilled at improvisation, Griff, so go for it.
So do you have any travel tips for getting to Vegas?
I'm not sure what you guys covered because I didn't have anything on.
Just go for it.
I was hearing him talk about comparing the prices on the sites, and that's absolutely do it. And the other thing is that once you get there, you got to think about all of the expenses that are going to be involved. So once you get to the airport, yes, absolutely, you could take a cab. I found the cabs, and Bally's is close, so you're not, you know, going a huge distance to get to the hotel from the airport. But it is about $25, $30, $35, and then you're going to be tipping, and you got to consider that round trip. So you might want to take a look at some of the shuttle services that are available. Also, I don't know if you mentioned this, but I found it super helpful. The eBay Radio Party and Conference actually has a Facebook group.
Yes.
And a lot of people are joining in on that. And in there, they're saying, hey, you know, you want to share a cab? My plane's going to be landing around this time. Hey, can we share a room? You know, I've got a room. I'm glad to share it. So that's great ways to save money is, you know, share a cab with somebody. If you prefer to do that than a shuttle service, share a room with somebody. You know, you find out one of your Facebook friends or your fellow sellers is going, and you'll be able to share a room that way. And that's going to help you save a lot.
Well, we're driving, but when I used to fly, Catherine, I would take those shuttles. And they're the kind of shuttle, I don't think Bally's has their own shuttle, but there are what they call hotel shuttles that go to the Strip, and you may have Bally's, you may have only one or two stops, and then it'll be Bally's.
Exactly. And one of the gals I know in the Facebook group posted, I was looking, she found some shuttle service that was $17 round trip, and I think she said it was three stops and then the Bally's. So again, everybody's situation is different. You might prefer to share a cab, you might prefer to do a shuttle service, but consider all your expenses. And the other thing that I had heard, which I think is a great idea, is for dinners and also if you might consider doing shows at night, is to go on to Groupon and go on to Amazon Local and other deals like that. I believe there's Living Social. There's a couple of different groups that have different deals that might be running while you're there. And do a little homework and find out if there's any... either if it's in the Bally's or if it's one of the restaurants nearby where you might be able to get a good deal for dinner or for show tickets.
And I think StubHub, too, you might want to check out StubHub.
Of course, StubHub, yes.
So, Catherine, for transportation, what about Uber?
Uber's another one you can absolutely do when you land there and do that.
I had actually looked at...
Now, I don't know if Uber guys are allowed to come in the airport and pick you up, are they?
You'd have to check.
They may not be allowed in Vegas.
But you can certainly Google that and find that out. Another thing that's going to help you, because you want to track your expenses, because for most eBay sellers, eBay Radio is going to be a tax write-off for you because this is a business expense. There's a free app called Concur, C-O-N-C-U-R, that you can use to track expenses and scan receipts. So rather than just keep stuffing little pieces of paper in your wallet or envelopes, is that you can just scan it right into your smartphone. Another one that I really like for business cards, and I was going to say, make sure you bring oodles of business cards with you because it's really going to help you, is there's another free app I've got on my phone called CamCard, and that's C-A-M-C-A-R-D. You can scan business cards right into your phone so you're not losing them. You know, you'll get the card from somebody and go, oh, who was that guy? That was so interesting, and I really want to use his service, and then you cannot find the card. Is you just scan it either right there when they hand it to you, just put it right on the table and scan it, or when you get back to your hotel room, just take a couple of minutes and scan all your business cards.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I love that.
Because I always come back schlepping all this stuff.
Right?
She's a schlepper.
I'm a schlepper.
We are schleppers. We are schleppers.
So what part of the event are you most looking forward to?
Can I tell you what I really, really enjoyed? And that was going to be one of my hints for people. And I don't know when you started to do it, but I just thought it was brilliant. The lunches with the speakers and presenters?
Yes.
Was it last year the first year you did
it? No. We've been doing it every year.
Oh. Well, for anybody that's new, or some people might, I don't know if they just get so busy with their friends that they don't realize what's going on at lunchtime with the speakers and presenters. But all the presenters, and I believe also a lot of the sponsors, as you enter the room, at least when I was there last year, it was on the left. There was a big white chalkboard toward the front of the room. And each person that was available for lunch, they had their name up there. And each person only has 7 or 8 slots. And needless to say, attending eBay Radio is well over 100 people. And I was actually telling somebody who's going to be going this year first time, I said, hug everybody, love everybody, but get in the room first thing and just tell everybody, I love you and I'll be back in a minute. Get in there and sign up for whoever you want to have lunch with because it's first come, first serve.
So these lunch, she's talking about some of the speakers agree to do it, some of the sponsors do it.
Yeah.
Some of the, you know, it's some of the best stories have come from these lunches, by the way.
Can I tell you, first of all, it's Dutch Treats. So you know,
it is Dutch Treat.
Oh my goodness, I have to take all these people out to lunch. No. You're just paying for yourself. Look at the speaker list. Like, you're announcing people every week. You know, by the beginning of June, we'll know everybody that's going to be speaking pretty much. Go, take a few minutes and go through the list again, because when you get there, there's so much going on and you're meeting everybody and we're all busy hugging and talking. And just consider all the speakers, and most people are there for both days. And just think, you know, do I want to have lunch with Marcia Collier? Do I want to have lunch with Kathy Terrell? Do I want to have lunch with Kat Simpson? And just in your mind, think of one or two people each day, because you might get locked out of one of the lunches. Who you'd like to have lunch with? It's a smaller group. Again, it's seven or eight people, and you can really listen and ask questions one-on-one. And also, you're getting to network with your fellow sellers. You're getting to meet people that, you know, you might not know who on earth they are, and you're getting to meet all these other fabulous sellers. I learned so much. I had lunch with, one day with Lisa Satoro, and the other day was Jeff Terrell. And it was wonderful.
You learn a lot. I've heard so many good stories from that. My tip would be, leave the 6-inch stilettos at home.
Yes. Wear your sensible shoes.
Most definitely.
Or bring them and wear them
at night. And always bring a little wrap in the room. It's freezing in all of those rooms in Vegas. Yeah. They want to make sure you don't get too hot. Catherine, we love you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
This segment was sponsored by ShipStation, where we sell however you ship. Coming up next, personality and passion and purpose on eBay Radio.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Arbit on Fusion team got together to find a solution for eBay sellers that would give them a great new product sourcing channel and help their business grow.
We could babysit their kids while they list.
What about cleaning out their garage?
We could have special sales each week offering inexpensive boxes full of mostly name brand items to sell on eBay.
That's good, but it's still not enough.
Each of these boxes could have an estimated retail value of $300 to $500.
That's good, but...
And we could offer $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA.
Bingo. Okay, let's take it to the boss.
The boss said yes to Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sale events. Go to BidOnFusion.com. Register for free. If you bid on a box of goods to sell on eBay and you win the bid, Bid on Fusion delivers the box to your doorstep for just $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA. Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sales. Created with the eBay seller in mind. Register now at BidOnFusion.com.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.